Rachel, we're talking tonight about people having sex and indeed even masturbating in the workplace. We've had some alarming statistics suggesting that this sort of thing is rampant across Australia at the moment.
Right.
What's your take on all this, Rachel?
Oh, look, if there was ever sex going on in the workplace, no one ever asked me. I've got to say, wherever I've worked, there's always been a hell of a lot of sucking going on, and I've certainly worked with a lot of wankers. But the problem is where I work at the moment, because I work in my own company, so I'm on my own.
Well, there you go. It's ripe.
Well, it is and it isn't, because I can't sleep my way to the top, because I know what a dead bonk I am. And if I probably ask myself, you know, for a promotion in return for sexual favour, I'd forget to call myself the next day anyway.
Oh, God. But do you find that it sometimes helps release some sort of creativity?
Oh, what, wanking?
Yeah.
No, it just stains the sheets.
Oh, okay.
There are two schools of thought about this.
I haven't really thought about it. I can't say that I actually have experienced it while working myself.
Right. It's not like, so you sometimes think, oh, my God, I can't think. I best go and just relax a bit.
Oh, no, I tend to do that when I'm getting really angry. And I figure I'm really frustrated and angry because I haven't had any for a while.
So right.
Then I'll go have a quick wank.
This is Libby's cure for creative block, though. So you use it to get rid of anger and burden yourself of anger. Libby uses it to undo her creative blockage.
Oh, okay. You see, I use wanking the same way I use food. But I reckon that if all these guys are doing it in the workforce, and I'm assuming it's the office place, would that be right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if the idea of a 30-page report due in half an hour turns you on, well, hey, you obviously need to get a bit under the table anyway. Because, you know, you need some excitement in your life.
Yeah.
You certainly do.
What about you guys? Have you experienced it where you work?
We're doing it right now. As we speak. Richard and I are hard at it.
Yeah. Oh, fabulous. So I'm experiencing phone sex.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
And it hasn't cost you a cent.
Oh, brilliant. Now, I reckon it certainly explains why a lot of people keep toothbrushes in their top drawer. Have you noticed that in the office place?
Yes, I have.
If you pull out a top drawer, so many people keep toothbrushes in the top, and I've always wondered why.
What do you think is at the root, if you'll pardon the pun, of this sort of behaviour? Do you think it's like to... It must be obviously to offset the tedium of the workplace. Right. If you work in a particularly boring place...
I reckon public servants must do it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Public servants and Telstra operators, and that's why you left on hold for so long.
No wonder the music's so soothing.
Exactly.
Rachel, thank you for calling in tonight. We wish you all the best with your book, Good Girls Do Swallow.
Yes, Good Office Work, Girls Do Swallow 33% of the time.